I'm Tom Wilmer. Join me as we visit with Lori Woodward. Hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. As you know, the first thing that intrigued me about you is your passionate concern and involvement in anti-bullying, which is a huge issue today.
Certainly it is.
Tell us the story back in time, how you first got involved.
Well, I've always believed in a positive environment in the classroom, and I was Montessori trained and so on. But it wasn't until a few years ago that I received notification from a man named Dean Bernal, who had befriended a wild bottlenose dolphin.
And this was down in the Turks and
Caicos. In Turks and Caicos, yeah. Yes. And he had created a DVD that was autobiographical, and he was using the DVD to try to prevent bullying and do peace education. But what I found is that it wasn't very teacher-friendly, and there weren't a lot of lessons that you could use in the classroom. So we started a dialogue back and forth, and I started to develop many different lessons, and he was very pleased with them. And so actually it culminated in him coming into our school, and the curriculum that I developed was added to his DVD, which is called Resolutions.
He uses the dolphin in a part of his teaching modality. How does
work? One of the wonderful things that works with the DVD for children is because Dean protected JoJo from bullies. You know, there were drunken people that tried to hurt JoJo. There were ski instructors that hurt him. And JoJo also protected Dean and, you know, from shark attacks and so on. So that symbiotic relationship really is a great representation for children. And it's also a non-threatening way to open up dialogue with kids. You know, so they can say, okay, how was Dean a friend to JoJo? How was JoJo a friend to Dean? How did Dean stop the bullies? Then that opens up dialogue with children. So you use the DVD, you pause it, and then you ask children some questions about, well, you know, how could we prevent bullying like Dean did with JoJo, etc.?
Bullying itself is so enigmatic. Where does it come from, and why is it growing?
Well, there are multiple reasons for bullying, but oftentimes it's power. You know, people think that it comes out of abuse. Not necessarily. I've done a lot of research on it in the last few years and done a lot of reading. And oftentimes it just comes from children wanting to exert power over other children. And the fact that there is opportunity is what makes it pervasive. So when we do prevention and we intervene, then we actually can, you know, help to stop it.
Is bullying something that's learned?
Oftentimes children who bully were bullied themselves. There are children who come from, sadly, abuse who end up bullying, but sometimes children from very, very good homes end up bullying. Peer pressure is a big factor in bullying as well. One thing we talk about is that there are three people or individuals that can be part of the bullying. There's the bully, there's the victim, and there's the bystander. And the bystander has as much power or more than the bully. If a bystander stands up to a bully and says, hey, that's not cool, please stop, I don't like the way you're acting, the bully will back off, which is something we try to teach in our schools. But when a bystander, you know, laughs and joins in and jeers, then unfortunately, you know,
that supports that.
It supports that behavior, then the victim is victimized even worse.
Yeah. Social media, we've all read about that, has brought bullying to a whole different world of...
Exactly.
Talk
well, there,
about that.
Well, there are four types of bullying. There's physical, you know, there's verbal bullying. There's also, you know, like written bullying. And there's cyberbullying, which is what you're referring to. And we've seen that as well.
You know? And I imagine you have to teach to that.
We do. And because, you know, we do use computers, you know, with our students, that's one of the issues we have to address and something that we address, you know, with our program in the schools.
Are you optimistic or pessimistic?
I'm very optimistic.
Okay.
One thing that I'm very excited about the program that I've developed is that it's all about empowerment. I believe in teaching, you know, children the skills. You know, that you have, you know, in any conflict, you have three choices. You can have a win-lose where, you know, you let the other person, the bully, win. You know, I use the example of, give me your lunch money, you know, what someone says, and then, okay, here it goes, you can have my lunch money, it's okay. Then you have a win-lose situation. Or there's another, you know, lose-lose situation where, you know, the bully asks you for your lunch money, you punch him in the nose, and you both end up in the principal's office. And then, of course, there's a win-win, you know, where you stand up and you're assertive with the bully and say, no, I'm not going to give you my lunch money. If you don't stop, I'm going to tell.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to teach children how to use assertive words. I have several scripts that I've developed over the years, and we practice that dialogue.
But wouldn't, by nature, the bully target the more passive introverted kid.
Exactly. And that's you know, I was bullied myself too. I was very shy as a child, and I was bullied horribly, which is one of the reasons I am so passionate about this and I believe it is. And so what we've done is we've developed a friend mediator. We call them dolphin mediators. And I train them with the right vocabulary. I have a script that they follow. And they walk around during recess, and they are there to intervene for, you know, more minor sorts of bullying. And so if a child is having problems with a bully or someone, they can go up to the friend mediators, and the friend mediators will then, you know, use, you know, the dialogue to try to intervene. Of course, if it's too bad, and this is one of my caveats for safety for kids, is that they then, of course, have to get an adult, you know. And sometimes bullies won't listen. You know, we both know in real life, I mean, there are even adult bullies that, you know, sometimes you have to go to the authorities for.
I'm Tom Wilmer. We're talking with award-winning elementary school teacher Lori Woodward, who teaches in the Santa Maria School District, and we're talking all about bullying. I remember in sixth grade, a kid got transferred to our school from Anchorage, Alaska, and he was like bigger than life, you know, Grizzly Adams, yeah. Sixth grader.
Uh-oh.
And sure enough, man, the guy targeted me, and the big red kickball blammed into the side of my head, and it was him, you know, wanting to fight, and we fought, and we just beat the crap out of each other. And you know what? I don't know how long it took, but we became best friends.
You stood up to the bully. You empowered yourself.
Interesting, though. Uh-huh. The guy that I thought I would hate and, you know, scared the crud out of me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's one thing that really makes me proud to work with the children. The children I work with are just amazing. I find that no matter what the behavior has been in the past, children are very forgiving. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that I do within my own classroom is a class meeting. We have a talking stick. And we share, you know, some things that have been going on. And we always started with, you know, so-and-so, I feel blank when you did such-and-such. And then we go around, and everybody has a turn to share.
And these aren't theoretical. These are real situations.
These are with my students. And the kids will come to me and ask, Ms. Woodward, can we please have a class meeting? There's some things going on. So we'll do that. And the only response that the person being addressed can have is either I'm sorry or thank you for sharing. And the second time around, we go around the circle, the students are asked to then come up with a resolution. And I don't give them the resolution. They have to invent it on their own.
These are fifth graders.
These are fifth graders. And I've worked with, you know, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders with this program. And they always say, I know we've had problems in the past, but I'd like to be friends. And it doesn't matter if that kid has been kicking them, teasing them every day. They want peace, and they want to create peace in the classroom. It really makes me proud sometimes when I hear these students, and it amazes me, you know.
As you're talking, I'm visualizing the United Nations.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Yes, Can you think of any specific examples or stories, anecdotal, without names or places?
A couple years ago, I do one thing called a peace card. And if students are having a conflict in my classroom, I don't, you know, fix it for them. Because if I fix it for them, they're always going to come to an adult, and they're not going to learn the skills themselves, and it's not going to empower them. So instead, I do what I call peace cards, and they are just draw a picture of a positive resolution to the problem. I had one little girl that comes up to me, and she says, and I'll change the names, Johnny won't play with me today. I kept asking him to play with me. He wouldn't talk to me. I don't know what to do. He just won't talk to me. And so I said, well, why don't you try making a peace card? So she went back to her desk, and she got her little, you know, 3x5 card, drew a picture, and said, I was sad when you wouldn't play with me. And then she just placed it on his desk. And then he looked at that peace card, and he was angry before that for some reason. I don't know why. And thought about it, and then the next recess they were playing together. And there was no fighting, no arguing, no yelling. It was just, and also it was using art too. So she was using a creative part of herself to then resolve conflicts, which I thought was pretty cool too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was neat.
That's great.
Yeah, so I have my friend mediators, and I have also kids that go into the other classrooms that use the DVD, and they teach other kids. And I've found I have kids from all walks of life. You know, kids whose parents might be going through a divorce, kids who are in foster care, kids whose parents are in gangs, you know, kids who have extreme challenges in their life. And for some reason, they seem very drawn to this program. And is one thing that I've been very, very proud to see is those are the children that are often my mediators. So the children from the most challenging situations, and I can't give away for, confidentiality purposes. I can't give any real specifics. But I had one student who had been homeless and who there had been terrible abuse in the home. And she became one of my best dolphin mediators. And so then she's walking around. We have T-shirts, you know, with the logo on, and she's walking around with the clipboard. Every day she's empowered. She's the person that other people are coming to on campus for advice. You know, in her own life, there might be things that are out of control. Mm-hmm. But here at school, she has a place where she's empowered, where she feels proud of who she is. So that's pretty cool.
That's precious.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful.
Over and over again, you've talked about the kids themselves as being the most critical key ingredient.
You have to empower children. Mm-hmm. You must empower them. You must give them the skills so that they can make the right choices and they can help their friends and peers make the right choices.
And how do you shift from that passive observer to the active intervener?
Well, in my case as an educator, I teach them the right tools, the win-win situations. We practice dialogue in the classroom. And then when there is a conflict, I don't fix it. I tell them, you two are going to go outside and you're going to talk about this until you come up with a win-win solution. Mm-hmm. And I want you both to go with a win-win solution. Or I say, if they still can't do that, well, then I want you to make a peace card and try to work it out yourselves. And you have to trust them. You have to trust that they will come up with the right solution. That's a big key, you know, for both parents and educators.
And obviously it works because you keep doing it.
It does work. Uh-huh. Yeah, children are amazing. You'd be surprised at how creative they are. You know, they constantly come up with win-win solutions to situations, to fighting, bullying, all kinds of things, you know.
Talk for a moment about the rest of Laurie Woodward's life. You're writing a fantasy novel?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have one published, Artania, The Pharaoh's Cry, and I'm planning to write 7. The first 2 are written. And actually, there are resources on my website, artania.net, that are free. I have worksheets, I have coloring pages, I have multiple lessons there for teachers, you know, to use.
These are teaching tools.
Artania is completely separate from the anti-bully program. But I do use the website and the anti-bully, because Artania is created by art. You know, the Mona Lisa lives in Artania. The David is alive in Artania. But when people turn away from their true selves, you know, their creative selves, it gives rise to these monsters I call shadow swine. What Artania's message is that when we are true to who we are inside, then magic happens. And I really believe that.
Nice. Yes. To learn more about Laurie Woodward, a website that you could go to?
Artania.net.
And just spell that.
ARTANIA.net.
Laurie Woodward, what a pleasure to visit with you.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from the studios of KCPX in San Luis Obispo, California. We've been speaking with Laurie Woodward, award-winning elementary school teacher in the Santa Maria, California School District.